With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
San Francisco pretty amazing on defense as well. Final score, 37-8. So until we meet again, good night from Santa Clara, where the 49ers beat the Packers 37-8.
You know, we're 3-2 on the road. As Tom Clements was once famously used to say, the goal is to win all your home games and split your road games. And 12-4, you should have a first-round bye. You know, so we're 3-2 on the road right now. We're 5-1 at home. You know, we lost to some, a really good team last week, and you know, a couple teams we just didn't play our best game, obviously in two of the last three. So we got to get back to the basics and the little things and make sure we're cleaning up the small stuff so it doesn't become big stuff. But I don't think there's any lack of confidence in our belief we can win there if we have to.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels show continues on. Those are the words of Al Michaels as they close it out on Sunday Night Football. And then Aaron Rodgers, of course. And Packers looking to have a better day as they get ready to head off to New York and take on the Giants in MetLife Stadium. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, our good buddy Mike Clemens, our Grinning Old Insider, is here. Michael, how you doing, pal?
Good, Bill. How was your Thanksgiving? Good?
It was great. Had some of Sherry's family was over, and we had a good time and went through a few bottles of wine and watched some football and called it a day, and it was perfect.
Sherry's video of the turkey chasing the mail truck was the main topic at the dinner table at her place.
Really?
We had people from out of state that were in there. Did you see this? I go, yeah. It's the wife of my friend, Bill Michaels. No. Yeah, no. It was on ABC News.
Yeah. It's in People magazine now. Yeah. Stupid.
So I just, small world. So it's kind of quiet around 1265 Lombardi, and I think guys are reflective. And Matt LaFleur, has pretty much played his cards close to his vest throughout much of the year. But some really interesting topics of conversation have come up this week. And I think it's a lot of what listeners have been saying on your show the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Going into this game against the Giants, they have got to fix their offense. There's too much potential there with that offense. And so Aaron Rodgers took a lot of questions. And one of the things you say, okay, let's just start off with the start of this. You guys talk about, we get behind in first and second down, and then maybe there's a false start penalty, and we just don't even get to things on the playlist that, we had talked about all week because we're in these third and long situations and it screws up the whole plan. So one of the first things that I thought of is, why weren't they trying no huddle against the 49ers? Or why don't they have a more up-tempo offense when they're trying to get through those first 20 scripted plays? Is that part of the problem?
No, not really, Mike. I think it never goes 1 through 20. It just depends on really the first couple drives. If you're effective, you convert third downs, and you move the ball down the field, you're going to get through most of the stuff you want to get through. And, the way that Matt and Nathaniel put together the plan, there's a lot that goes into the scheme of how we want to start the game. And it gets totally thrown off when you fumble on the first drive and you're down 7-0 and you get a third and 10 on the second drive and you don't convert on the third drive and you miss a fourth down on the fourth. That just throws you out of whack. So we got to be better starting the game and convert third downs and get into some of our stuff. And I think when we do that, Bill's going to feel better about our offense and everybody else is going to feel better about our offense.
I feel good about the offense, Mike. I just wish the offense at times were more versatile.
Well, versatile.
And by that I mean getting the ball to everybody.
Getting the ball to everybody, why they're having problems with that. Or just getting back to this tempo thing, because you saw the 49ers execute that. I mean, Kyle Shanahan's got that execution level happening. You see it with, Lamar and the Ravens, the way they're running their offense right now, the tempo. So here's a big question for Rodgers about, and a lot of fans are asking this. They see this. Why is Aaron Rodgers and this Packers offense using up so much time on the play clock instead of getting the ball snapped sooner? And Aaron Rodgers says it's more complicated than you think.
Well, there's some long calls in the offense. You look down at the wristband, and I mean, there's, you know, runs, checks, passes. There's passes, checking the runs. You know, there's 15 syllables and plays. So that's, you know, that's the way this offense is. So the play's got to come in. It's got to get to me. We got the right personnel in. I got to get us lined up and make the right check. So there's a lot going on there, and you know, we're trying to get it in, break it, and get the line as quickly as possible. But you know, there's also the realistic part of, you know, running three different guys on the field and three off, and getting everybody on the same page. So we're trying to make it work.
Hey, Mike, here's two things, and I understand what he's saying, and there's two things that I have regarding his comments. Going back to the last one, my feeling about the offense comes from, I believe that there is more talent here than a lot of people will give it credit for. And maybe I'm being green and gold glasses and optimistic, but that's what frustrates me, is I know there's talent here and I've seen it work. So at times when I see it dysfunctional, and you can almost look to the naked eye and say, this is what I see, and why can't you do this or that? That my frustration comes because, look, if this was just a crappy offense, I'd just say this, you're not going to do anything. This is a joke. It's a bad quarterback. It's a bad running back. They don't have weapons, whatever. And I don't think my frustration level would be nearly as high. But I believe firmly there is a lot of potential here and a lot better talent than what this team has been capable of showing, and specifically on third down. My argument to what he just said is, if it's this difficult for him to get everything done, personnel calls, checks, everything, how in the hell is this team supposed to function, God forbid, if he go down?
Oh, exactly, I guess.
If it's that difficult.
Well, but you see, you got to wonder. I mean, look what happened when Kyle Allen took over. You know, Norv Turner had to stop catering to Cam Newton wanting to run with the football or do whatever crazy stuff he wanted to do, and Kyle Allen's just running Norv's offense, and they're winning football games.
Right.
And would Tim Boyle, you know, be the same? I don't know. Because everyone wonders if how much is this is Aaron Rodgers overthinking it, overanalyzing, and just run the play. I mean, he's killing the tempo of it. But you got the veteran quarterback saying, man, I got these 15-word plays I got to call. And remember, after the Bears game, then that's when LaFleur had him starting to wear that play-calling sheet on his arm.
Mm-hmm.
Had not done that in years. But that's one more way, and you see more veteran quarterbacks using that. I've seen that in some of these games in the last few weeks. If the guy just says, you know, 15B, and then it's got the whole thing, that saves you 15 seconds of the offensive coordinator or the play caller calling that in the radio, and, you know, gives that quarterback more time in the huddle to spit that out,
mm-hmm.
and maybe, you know, make a little change or look some guy in the eye and say, and I need you to, you know, make this adjustment. But it's, you know, we're in week 13 and we're talking about this
thing. Right.
And so here's Aaron Rodgers talking about the other big question that every fan on the street has said is, so Davante Adams goes down in the Eagles game with the turf toe. You win four in a row. Aaron Jones, you know, you use him in the running game. He scores four touchdowns against the Cowboys. People are talking about this guy being MVP. He's tied for the lead for most touchdowns scored. And Davante comes back, and you lose two out of three games. How can that happen? And you know what? Aaron Rodgers, I trust him. He doesn't have the answer.
I'm not sure. I know it doesn't have anything to do with him. You know, I don't think we've been forcing the ball to him either. I don't know. That's what we're trying to figure out.
Complicated?
The football is not really that complicated, so I'm not going to say. I'm not going to act like it's super complicated. I just think, you know, the key for us, if you look at the two losses, you know, we gave up a number of sacks. We had a lot of penalties. We started terribly each game. And that just changes the whole dynamic of the football game. You know, I look at the plans from maybe – you just compare – say the San Diego, say the LA game compared to the Kansas City game. You know, we ran up a bunch of yards, had a lot of points. I don't think the plans were way different. You know, we had a lot of stuff in there for 33 to get involved. We did it in Kansas City. It worked. You know, we converted about 50% of our third downs, and we were terrible on third down against LA and terrible on third down against San Fran. So we just couldn't get to any of the stuff we wanted to get to. So, I mean, people are going to point to whatever they want to point to, but the fact is, you know, we had two terrible offensive games, and I don't think it was related to 17 at all.
You know what? Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. I want to ponder that because I understand what he's saying. But he's right, and he brought something up, and he said you can look at a certain statistic, and there is something you can look at. I want to talk about that when we come back. We got Mike Clemens, our Granny Gold Insider, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. We're breaking everything down, getting you ready for the Packers and the Giants this coming weekend. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Brat Stop and our friends from Subaru, Kenosha Subaru, where they have this Share the Love event going on right now through January 2nd. We are all going to be down there live and in person from the Fan, our flagship station out of Milwaukee, and 670 The Score coming up to the area. We are all going to be there live on December 13th, right before the Packers and the Bears game. We want you to be a part of it. If you're a Packers fan, if you're a Bears fan, come on out and enjoy it. We're going to have a fun day, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's going to be a lot of chatter back and forth. We're going to have a great time, and hopefully you're there as a part of it. Stay tuned. More of Mike Clemens coming up after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Obviously, the most difficult part about this business is you got to wait so many days between games, and especially if it's been a bad performance, you know, it's kind of eating at you most of the week. You know, we got a road game against a team that's been in one-score games, I think the last six in the fourth quarter. You know, these are going to be games you guys are expecting us to win, and, you know, we got to go out and put good performances together and improve. I think that's the key, is we have to get that mojo going all the time and start to expect to win games and expect to win games against great opponents and expect to win games against opponents with not as great a record.
Those are the words of Aaron Rodgers, and he's right. I mean, I think a lot of people expect them to win. I'm not going to say it's just, you know, roll the helmets out, but, you know, it's football's football, man. You got a hard-fought battle coming up. They got to get the win. You want to continue. You have legitimate postseason aspirations. I think it's a good team. I don't know if it's on the verge of being a great team, but it's a good team. And joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Mike Clemens is here as well. And Mike, does Aaron sound down?
No, the whole locker room has been. I mean, and Matt LaFleur talked about that Monday night. You know, they got back in at 5 o'clock in the morning. You got to think, going into San Francisco, these guys thought, hey, we might have a chance against these guys, but I think they felt they had an NFC Conference Championship game caliber team, you know, with the, you know, first round bye and home field advantage, and hey, I mean, we might be going to Miami and start thinking about the Patriots or the Ravens in this thing. After Sunday night, after just getting their ass whooped, you know, I think they came home saying, hell, we may be a one and done wild card team. I mean, that was a humiliating loss for this team. And so they've spent the week trying to rebound, trying to focus, and like he said there too, now we play this 2-9 team where, you know, there's rumors from Ian Rappaport that, hey, if the Cowboys do cut Jason Garrett, that maybe the Mara family wants to hire him as their next head coach because Pat Shurmur's not making it happen for them offensively. And they've lost seven games in a row. The Giants have never lost all their games in October and November as long as the team has been around. But six of those games, you know, it was close by one possession. You know, a mistake here, a poor long snap there, that kind of thing. And otherwise, these Giants might have won half of those games. So, you know, you got to do that to build up this Packers team to say, don't take these guys lightly now, even though you got to go to New York.
I know it's just the tone of his voice, and I understand that, you know, when you talk about Aaron Rodgers, but kind of, that team can go as he goes, and is he questioning by saying, you know, if you were tuning in before, when asked about, you know, why they've lost two out of their last three, and he says, I really don't know. I mean, no. There's a lot of things to talk about. He's right about the third down, about that statistic, but it's first and second down has really kind of killed him.
Yeah, it has. He's very confident. He's talking up this team. He's talking about, you know, guys like Za'Darius Smith and other leaders in there. He thinks it's a good group. He thinks that they care, that there's still a way. And he's putting a lot of it on himself. He says, I got to get hot. And then, you know, Rob asked him, so how does a quarterback like you get hot in December? He says, ain't joke. He says, I got to get in the zone. And that's true.
Right.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers threw some balls in the ground to Davante Adams. We had those 12 targets Sunday night, and, well, he only caught six of them or something. Like three or four of those balls were in the dirt. Inexplicably, and it wasn't like he was necessarily under pressure, Of course, he was sacked most of the night under pressure a lot, but there's a lot of those plays he was wide open. Now, fixing the tempo and the things that are going on, getting the offense in sync under this LaFleur playbook. Now LaFleur then was asked, okay, well, Aaron says, some of your play calls are too long, man. You know, 15 syllables in the radio helmet. He's trying to spit that out in the huddle. He's trying to, you know, make his points. He's trying to get his pre-snap reads and all that. And that's why you see the play clock going 4, 3, 2, 1. So here's Matt LaFleur's reaction to Aaron Rodgers saying that.
The only time it becomes a concern to me if we're getting penalties, that's where then obviously it's a problem because we never want that to occur. But I do think that's something that we're going to have to take a hard look, you know, when we get to the off season and how we can speed up that process and how we can make it better. But I think at this point in time, it's always hard to make wholesale changes at this time of the year. It just is, and I'm not certainly not making an excuse or anything, but that's something that we will look at, you know, in the off season. How can you do things better? And that's not just with that. That's with everything, every facet. How can you do it better? And but like I said, as long as we're not getting delay of games, and to Aaron's point, there are some long play calls. There's no doubt about it, and that definitely bogs down the time. And so we'll look at other ways to try to speed that up as well.
Mike, I appreciate where he's coming from. You can't make wholesale changes, but to say we got to wait till the off season when things are obviously a little rough right now, does that make sense?
He's saying, Bill, I'm not going to change the language of the playbook in December.
That I understand. I guess there's just no other way around it then, is what he's saying. My argument has been, going back to training camp, you reported on it, we talked about it, they wanted to get in and out of the huddle very quick, three-step drops, get rid of the ball, let's move, up-tempo style of offense, and it's been, at times we've seen it, but for the most part, it's a lot of what we saw last year, man.
I don't get it. They did it in practice. It looked great in practice. They were
right.
Getting their own, you know, defense on their heels or when they were playing the Texans, and they've done it in some games. Remember that great, brilliant five-play drive against the Bears? There was no huddle. They got the Bears defense on their heels, scored the only touchdown of the game, you know, and how come they couldn't pull off at least one of those,
right,
to change the momentum Sunday night against a very physical 49ers team? How do you wear out a physical team like that defense? You got to go no huddle. So then LaFleur was asked about himself as the play caller, all right? He's got the headset on. He's got his chart. He's called the first down play. Maybe he's going off his first 20 scripted plays. So what is his deal, and how does he react on what the next play is? How does he get that set up so that the turnaround is there to get that play into Aaron Rodgers' radio helmet?
The way I do it typically is you have after you make a call, you have a couple calls in your mind that you're going to go to next. And unless something like drastically happens, whether it's, you know, a big play and you're into your red zone or something goes wrong where you go the other way, you usually have a good idea of what play is coming to follow. And even when you go into those special situations, like let's say we get a bomb and we go down in the red area, usually got a play earmark that I wanted to get to, that's the first call.
It's in philosophy, it sounds great. But to me, it sounds like they're having trouble getting the call in, the personnel on the field. There's a lot to it. Hey, Mike, I do want to ask you, and I'm not trying to start rumors here, but does it seem like Aaron and Matt are on the same page?
I think they're on the same page. I think they're working together. But and they say, the best part about Sunday night was when they came in Wednesday, and I think the coach said this, and the players were parroting that, we're not pointing fingers at each other. We'll get this fixed. We'll move on. We'll put this behind us. So at the same time, though, you've got Aaron saying, hey, man, I got 15-syllable plays I got to call. And then you go to the head coach and say, we know that, you know, when you gave us a little peek into the playbook during OTAs that you said, remember the can options? Can go to plays, cannot? That's all part of this language, too. So if you're calling for, you know, I'm going to fake to the halfback, I'm going to bootleg to the right, and I'm going to look for either Devontae or the tight end on the right-hand flats, on this first down play, that also in that message is also coming, but if that's taken out, the backup play is, you know, it will check out of it, and it'll be a toss to the left. So that's all why this language is so long. And LaFleur was asked, you know, about including those checkdowns and those can-do options. Is that making the play call too long?
No, I don't think anybody wants to create long play calls. I mean, shoot, it's hard to spit it out to the quarterback, and it leaves more room for error. So that's not the intent. The intent is just to try to clearly communicate so that there are no misunderstandings out there or are no busts, so that our guys can go out and execute. But to your point, obviously the longer the calls, the harder it is to get up and get going.
I get it. It just sounds like maybe things are more complex. And look, I understand our frustration, I understand theirs. It's just a matter of fixing it. I'm looking for them to fix it and get it right coming into this contest. Mike, you got one more segment in you?
Absolutely.
Hang in there. Let's do this. We'll get back to Mike Clemens. By the way, Mike and I heading down with the staff, heading down to a Super Bowl this year. We can't do it without our great friends of J&L Tire Service and Center out there in Johnson Creek, also in Watertown and the surrounding areas. For over 25 years, they've been getting it done, featuring Goodyear, Dunlop, Kelly Tires. They've got it all. Plus, truck drivers, look, they are highly rated when it comes to trailer repair. They can do it all. So if you're a soccer mom, a deer hunting dad, or an over-the-road driver, stop in and see our friends at J&L Tire Service right there in Johnson Creek and out there in Watertown. Great people. Say hi to Lyle and his staff. Go to jandltire.com. That's jandltire.com. Also, our friends at Great Lakes Dragway, 2020 right around the corner after a big 2019 season. Get your pass for the upcoming burnout year, and whether it's a weekend beater or something you've invested your heart and soul and sweat and blood into, you can run it at Great Lakes Dragway. That's Great Lakes Dragway. Check them out there. And can't forget about our friends. If you've been doing the hustle and bustle of shopping, the Four Seasons Island Resort, the wine and dine package, get away, go relax, enjoy some snow and some winter accommodations. They got an indoor, beautiful indoor pool complex. Thursday, standard accommodations. They've got the wine and dine package all the way through the weekend. Great chef's recommendation, wine selection with dinner, the Lily's Ice Cream Bar and the parlor up there, plus the Boundary Waters. They got a great little bar downstairs, a great place to go. Go to TheFourSeasonsWI.com. That's TheFourSeasonsWI.com. But also, if you just want to call, Barb's the GM up there. She's a good friend of ours, 715-324-5800. Call and ask for Barb, 715-324-5800. And check out Four Seasons Island Resort in Pembine, Wisconsin. Final segment of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
After the game, yeah, we was low, but, you know, we all have each other. We all know that we're here for each other, and that's just all we need to hear from each other, is just keep each other supported and cheerful and, you know, uplifted, because it's a long season. We're only 8-3. You know, it's a great record, but we want more for ourselves.
Good for them. That's Jamal Williams of the Green Bay Packers. 8-3 and want more. Darn straight. Welcome back to Bill Michaels Show. Final segment before we get out of here, but Mike Clemens joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And Mike, between him, Jair Alexander, they, a lot of guys, even though it was an ugly loss to the 49ers, a lot of guys say, look, we could have beaten that team. It wasn't nearly as bad. There's a lot of things they can correct and maybe fix. And I guess maybe that's a foreshadowing for the next time they if indeed they face this team.
Yeah, the 49ers, absolutely. And, you know, these guys, the younger guys are trying to show that they can bounce back. That, you know, even though they're going to play a 2-9 Giants team that's lost 7 games in a row, Jair says, you know, not only will we not overlook New York, but he says, I think we could have beaten the 49ers Sunday night.
So, like, we lost to teams that, you know, who we shouldn't have lost to. So, I mean, any week is a challenge, you know. So, we got to play this team like, you know, like they're 10-1.
Which, now, these guys, he's right, yeah.
Bill, these guys are convinced because their coach has been telling them, look, you didn't execute here, all right? I mean, you know, never mind the fact that 6'7", 314 pounds beat you physically, you know?
Right.
But that, you know, that's what they've been sold. Now, as for this Giants team, first of all, you know, the Packers adding this Jared Valdir, a veteran who had been with a couple of teams, played alongside Billy Turner when the two of them were at the Broncos. Then he was going to play with the Patriots, decided to retire last spring. decided to change his mind. The Patriots waived him earlier in the week, and the Packers pick him up. He's 32 years old, 6'8", and 320 pounds or so, 32 years old. And so they add him to the roster. But Brian Bulaga is back on the field limited, even though he sprained MCL the other night. And that Yash Nyman, who they elevated to the roster from the practice squad, 6'7", 314. Interesting, I heard they're only running him as a backup at left tackle. He's not necessarily a candidate to play right tackle. So with these Giants now, they've got all these injuries. You know, Golden Tate's out in the concussion protocol, their wide receiver. And then Jabril Peppers, who had the 40-yard punt return against the Bears, he's out with a back injury. Both their tight ends, Evan Engram, Rhett Ellison, won't be able to play. And, of course, that just gets it down to Daniel Jones, who replaced Eli Manning at quarterback in his rookie season. And the kid's got an arm, but, you know, the offense has been falling apart. And then the running back, Saquon Barkley, who can't seem to get past, you know, 50 yards a game the last couple of games. But Tremont talked about facing those two guys.
New quarterback behind center and Daniel. Makes some nice throws, spread the ball around. Obviously has 26 in the backfield. Special back. I don't think it's much that I can say that he can't do. Special talent, special back, type of player that takes the whole team to stop him. And that's what we're going to need from our guys. We're going to need the whole team. We're going to have to be on our A game with our communication and be where we're supposed to be for both of those guys, for Daniel and Saquon.
And Saquon, that guy can run. When he's on, Mike, he's as good as anybody.
And what the coaches and the players talk about, too, is what shows up is, like Ezekiel Elliott, not only is there speed, is there burst, the guy can pivot, but it's size. I mean, he's just big upper body, which makes it hard. I mean, he hits hard, makes it hard to bring him down. And this, I remember this when we were at Combine last year, and he was coming out of Penn State. He was being interviewed by the Big Ten Network, and they asked him, how did he get that first name?
That's a good question. My name, Saquon, to be completely honest, my father wanted to name me Tupac Shakur because he was in love with Tupac Shakur at that time, and my mom was not having that at all. And the name Saquon, I really... Like, I remember my parents told me I was young. I really don't remember the story. I just know my middle name. I have two middle names, Quavis. My mom named me Quavis because that's just a cute name she thinks of when she sees me, I guess. It would have been Tupac, Shakur, Rasu, Quavis, Barkley. And my mom was not having that at all.
There you go. You know, I that would have been some heavy weight to carry around if you had the name Tupac Shakur.
Touchdown, Tupac Shakur. Yeah,
right.
That'd be great.
Touchdown,
I'm
Tupac, though, would not be a bad T-shirt.
I'm glad my parents didn't name me Andy Williams or Johnny Mathis. That would have been hard to explain.
No, but you got the tones of a Barry Manilow, so how are we looking?
Thank you, sir.
There you go.
Thank
Mike, pleasure as always, buddy. We'll talk to you on Sunday.
See you then.
See you, pal. Don't forget, coming up immediately following the game between Green Bay and New York this weekend, it is the 5 o'clock Steakhouse Greeting Gold postgame show. Yours truly, Gary Ellerson, everybody going to be here. We'll break it all down, take your reaction immediately following the contest. Hopefully you have a great weekend. Rivalry weekend, Badgers going for the Paul Bunyan's axe. Can't wait for that. I know I'm paying attention to Ohio State, Michigan. And then coming up on Sunday, we've got the game that hopefully puts this team back on track, and that is going to be the Packers and the Giants. Until we talk again on Sunday night. Time for us to go out and shop and beat the hell out of people on a Black Friday sale. No, I'm kidding. Go out and enjoy yourself. Just sit back with something, a beverage of some type, and watch everybody else go at it. Just enjoy yourself. Time for us to go. Have a good one. See ya.
Listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.